News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, MICA campaigners say the redress scheme introduced this week will not cover all costs. They've criticised the sliding scale method applied in the scheme. Charlie McConagh is the Minister for Agriculture, Food and Marine. He's also, of course, a Fianna Fáil TD for Donegal, and he joins us. Charlie,
morning, Shane.
Good morning to you. They are not happy. The campaigners in Donegal say this scheme is unfit for purpose. Where do you go now?
Well, I think over the last couple of days, Shane, what we've seen is homeowners assess and consider what's in the details in relation to this scheme. And I think as people consider what's all involved in it and what's covered in it, they will see that this is a really, really comprehensive scheme. That it's a scheme that is based on delivering 100% redress for families to fix their homes, whether that be through if it requires full demolition or indeed if it requires a different type of remediation out of the five options that are available. The key thing being that it's 100% of the market reality cost, which would be adjusted for inflation year on year. That being the first time that happening at the start of next year, Shane, and the process being put in place for that as well as working with the Charter Surveyors in Ireland, which is the industry benchmark for construction costs. And that's something that will be adjusted every year because it's a scheme that's going to be with us for a decade at least, I have no doubt, and it's going to be important that it is robust,
okay,
that it stands the test of time, and that it gives homeowners the confidence that over the next number of years,
Charlie,
they will get their home fully fixed.
That's your contention. And look, I happen to agree with you. I actually think the scheme is incredibly generous. But the reality is the campaigners in Donegal don't think so. And you're on the retreat in relation to this.
No, well, I think people are assessing it. And obviously, it's a time of great anxiety, Shane, for homeowners. They have been under immense stress for many years. All they want is to get back on with their lives and to know that the support is in place for them to fix their homes. Everybody's home obviously won't be fixed this year. It's going to take a number of years to work our way through it. But since the Cabinet decision on Tuesday and then yesterday, homeowners are looking to see how this might impact on them. And in terms of the actual application to their own home, they have been considering that. I think the more the homeowners look at this and look at the detail of it, they will see that this is a scheme that is absolutely robust and that will deliver in the 100% principle for fixing their homes. The
okay.
other key significant changes, Shane, as well, is the introduction of rental accommodation for those that have to move out of their homes up to a maximum of €15,000 with €5,000 for storage. Also, the fact that it's going to cover up to one rental property per owner as well, in recognition of the fact that it's ordinary families that are living in those homes as well, and we need to ensure that those homes are fixed for those families. And also, really important in terms of the scheme is as well the certification of properties which are fixed, so that they have the confidence and the affirmation, official affirmation that they are certified and you can restore their
very
value.
Very important.
Can
I put it to you, Minister, that you've got caught between two stools here? You could have said, look, we're paying for everything, that's it, and €145 per square foot across the board, regardless of what size the case is. Or you could have said, you know what, guys, the state's not fully liable for the cost of reinstating every brick, every square foot for a 6,000 square foot house. You could have taken one of those two positions. You ended up getting caught between the two stools and nobody is happy. And you botched the job.
No, I think we have delivered a really strong and comprehensive outcome here, Shane. And the only way you can do this properly, and the only way you can put in place a scheme that will stand the test of the next number of years, is be actually structuring it in a way that it will reflect to market realities, and that there's an independent and credible benchmarking process then for ensuring that each year it's adjusted to do that. And that's using the industry standard through the SVC, through the Charter Surveyors, who will assess and reflect now on the
okay.
mechanism, the mechanism that's in place for assessing that cost. We'll update that by February next year, which will then apply to 2022. And really importantly, every single year thereafter. And so that's really important, so that homeowners, as of today, will be able to have the confidence to look forward that their home
okay.
will be fixed
no,
years ahead.
Now,
the key challenge coming out of the last day or two is homeowners are looking at the indicative costs given in the scheme on Tuesday, and saying, well, will that be enough to fix my home? But the key point that I've made, and that all government and Minister for Dara O'Brien, who's been tremendous in terms of bringing this scheme forward, key point that is being made is that that is based on the 2021 figures, because we wanted to give as much clarity as possible in terms of where things would stand today.
But so if those figures change.
That's based on the 2021 figures. We were published at the start of 2021, and that then will, and that is the starting position to show.
So there's a bit of wiggle room in this, basically.
Best in 2021, which will then be updated at the start of 2022.
So is there a bit of wiggle room?
Well, it's not what you call wiggle room. It's actually trying to reflect the reality of building costs, and that will happen at the start of February, and that is to update then to reflect what happened throughout 2021.
That sounds like wiggle room to me, Minister.
Well, it's about adjusting to reflect the reality of the day.
Okay.
And in order to ensure that 100% redress is delivered.
Do we
not
know
just
how much this scheme is
during next
cost,
year,
Minister?
But every year then after. So the estimated cost in relation to the scheme, Shane, is 2.2 billion euro, which is the single biggest intervention in a remediation scheme such as this ever. Also, of course, coming out of the cabinet decision on Tuesday is taking measures to ensure that this can never happen again. Appointing a senior counsel, for example, as well, to absolutely assess and review everything that happened here,
okay.
and to ensure that steps are taken into the future to stop
it's
it.
Some,
and
also, it's some bill, isn't
an independent
it? 2.2
building regulator as well to oversee construction standards into the future.
Yeah, very, very
to
important. And
a
pity it wasn't there.
The oversight.
Pity it wasn't there.
Absolutely.
15 years ago. 2.2 billion, it's a huge amount of money. Is there a danger that the campaigners will lose the room a little bit if they keep pushing for more and more?
No, listen, I think homeowners have been considering the detail of this. Obviously, all homeowners want to do is get back on with their lives and have the confidence that this is a scheme that will fully support them in doing that. And I think as homeowners reflect on the detail of it, and as it becomes clear that it will be updated each year to ensure that 100% principle is maintained, that homeowners will see that this is a scheme that serves them really, really well, and that it's a scheme that the government has delivered on comprehensively in recognition of the fact that homeowners do need the support and the plight that is facing them, and the fact that the government wants to work with them to support them and to get their homes fully fixed.
Two quick things before I let you go. I'm not sure if you've even seen the story in the Irish Independent, the lead story in the Irish Independent today. You may not have, but it says that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin's party, Fianna Fáil, is running a 600,000 raffle with a licence reserved for charity. That new law means that only charities and philanthropic causes like sports clubs and community groups can get a licence from the court to run the lottery. But Fianna Fáil has obtained a licence from the court to run its lucrative national draw. Have you seen that story? What do you make of it?
Yeah, I did see that story. My understanding, Shane, is that the legislation changed in 2019, and the clear legal advice of the party was that in order to be able to run our draw, that we would have to apply for a licence to the court. So the party did apply for that licence, and it was granted. And so the party would have complied with the law, taken legal advice.
Is it complying with the spirit of the law, I suppose, is the question.
Well, listen, the courts decide in every application that is brought before them in line with the legislation that is there. The party acts appropriately at all times, took legal advice in terms of the running of our draw. That legal advice indicated that we would need a licence from the court, which we applied for, which the court then decided on and granted.
Okay. Just finally, before you go, obviously NPHET meet today. Lots of speculation about some restrictions being introduced, but nothing of the order of a lockdown. Maybe restrictions on numbers at hospitality in hospitality and different events. Is that likely to happen? Should that happen? Does it need to happen? Do you think?
Well, let's see what the consideration of NPHET is. Obviously, public health advice has been crucial in managing the risk of infection right throughout this process, and we've worked very, very closely with public health advice. And I think the public has worked really closely with that as well, and has been crucial in relation to addressing the challenges at different times over the last 18 months in terms of the different waves that we've had. Mm. So we'll consider any advice that NPHET has in that regard. But listen, just also to recognise, you know, the tremendous work that's going on in schools at the moment, the adjustment that's happening in primary schools, the great work teachers and principals are doing, the great work parents are doing in terms of adjusting to that, working with and encouraging and supporting students and making that adjustment as well.
No, well said. Are you confident we can avoid very strict lockdown kind of restrictions? Numbers seem to be levelling off. Leo Varadkar making the point that numbers actually better than the most optimistic NPHET projections. Are you confident we can avoid a lockdown?
I'm really hopeful, absolutely, Shane, because of the way the public are responding and because the public are ensuring that things have stabilised over the last period of time. And if people keep doing that and keep being very cautious and attentive in their everyday lives and managing conservatively their daily activities, I would be confident that we would be able to maintain and continue to work as we are.
Minister for Agriculture, Food and Marine, Charlie McConnell, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.